Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, let me just read this out to you. Dear Niall, love the show. It's always a good start to an email. You get on my side immediately when you say that. I always tune in and really respect your opinions, your listeners as well, that they share with us. I'm hoping you can help me figure something out because it's been playing on my mind. My son is 24, just about to finish college after studying law. We're very proud of him. He's worked really hard and has a whole future ahead of him. A few weeks ago, he brought home a girl he's seeing. She's 26, has two kids from a previous relationship and works part-time in a supermarket. She's friendly, but to be honest, she doesn't seem very driven. She has no qualifications, no plans to go back to study, and her accent is a bit rough, to be honest with you. And she didn't exactly fit in with our family. Now, I know that might, well, how that might sound. I don't want to come across as being a snob, but I'm genuinely concerned. We've tried suggesting he think things through, but he seems completely smitten by this girl for some reason. I just can't help but feel he's throwing away so much potential by tying himself down to this little ready-made family, which I'm sure has plenty of complications with the fathers of the children, or father, I'm not too sure, before he's even started his own life. Am I being a total snob here? Or am I right to tell him that he should really run a mile? Thanks, mother in Dublin, concerned. Now, mother in Dublin, concerned. I don't know what you think of that. Would you be happy if your son or daughter started a serious relationship at that age? Now, if it's obviously older, everybody has kids at some point. Most people do anyway. But if they started a serious relationship at that age with somebody who already had two or three children, would you be concerned? Or is this mother just looking out for her son? Is she being unfair and judging somebody just based on their background? And if you're someone who is, I suppose, part of a blended family, how did your partner's family react when you met first? Maybe you've been in that situation. Let us know. What would you say? So I suppose the way to word this best is, if this was your son or your friend or your brother, and they came to you and said, listen, I met this gorgeous girl. We're getting on great. We've had about 10 dates. Oh, love her to bits. But she's got two or three kids. Two fathers, maybe. I don't know, one father. What do you think I should do? She's 26. Would you say, go for it, mate. Follow your heart. Follow your dreams. Or would you say, run a mile, pal. You're too young to have a ready-made family. And then you're going to have your own kids on top of that. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Billy first. Billy, hi. How are you?
Niall, how are you keeping?
I'm good, Billy. Apart from a few technical problems we had earlier on, which puts me on edge then for the rest of the night. But apart from that, I'm all right.
I'm sure you'll survive, Niall. Ah. Listen, just going back to something you were talking about earlier on, your friend Donald with the, what was it, 24 hours he'll have Ukraine sorted out?
Oh, I know.
And now he's walking away because he can't do the deal?
Well, what J.D. Vance says, if they're not willing to compromise or there's not going to be a concession, there's no point in hanging in there. But here's the thing, Billy. What I think Trump will do is that he will walk away, possibly, and he may put, I don't know, more sanctions on Russia. I don't know. Maybe he will.
I'll tell you what, Niall. I think Trump has a little bit more in common with Putin taking Crimea, in that Trump is trying to take Greenland as well. So maybe he's just trying to do what...
But would you not agree, Billy, that, and I don't want to go too much off this topic, but would you not agree that in most wars, not all, some are won by surrender and what have you, but in most wars, including our own, I suppose, invasion by the British, it's normally solved with the pen rather than the sword.
No, Niall.
And concessions are made.
Most wars in history have not been signed at peace treaties. Now, if you go back to the Second World
but
War,
but it would certainly be a better it would be a better outcome, wouldn't it?
But Niall, it was the absolute defeat of Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, and the Japanese Empire that stopped that war. We have to go to.
I don't. But what I'm saying to you is, wouldn't it be a better option to stop a war, you know, with a pen and with an agreement?
If Russia was a reasonable party in this, Niall, and I didn't have the honest belief that Russia...
Oh, Putin's a head case. I'm well aware of that.
Russia will come back for more of Ukraine. And
well, I've said this before openly. I believe Putin's a head case, but I also don't like Zelensky either.
You don't have to like him, Niall, but the man the man could have left his country.
People are dying. I don't want to see people dying on either side, Billy.
But he could have ran away and left that country and been leader in exile, as many other people in other countries have done over centuries. He did not. He stood and fought with his people. So I have respect for the man for that.
Okay, anyway, Billy, getting back to the topic at hand, your mate comes to you, 24 years of age, and said, I'm at the meeting this gorgeous girl. I've had a good few dates. I really love her to bits. She's great. What do you think yourself? She already has a couple of kids. What would you say?
Good for you, buddy. Go for it.
Go for it.
Yep. I think mum here has been a bit of a snob. I know she says she's not. She's been a bit of a snob.
Mm.
And her darling young son, who's put all the time into one of those high-end universities in Dublin to get his law degree, hopefully he will go and get into one of the high-end law firms in Dublin and will probably find himself very, very busy in the next couple of months. There's nothing to worry about here in the long term. If the boy wants a relationship with the woman in question, let him go off and do it. Because all the mother is going to do by sticking her nose into this is make things more difficult and make him more entrenched in the belief that what he wants to do is the right thing to do.
But here, call me a snob if you want to as well. Leave the story aside. If my son or my daughter came to me and said they had met somebody and they're not very driven and they had no drive when it came to occupation, I don't think I'd be too pleased.
Niall, you're a snob.
I know. Call me a snob. I'm okay with that.
I did call you a snob.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be okay. I mean, look, I can't stop them from who they see.
Hold on a second now, Niall. I want you to put yourself back. What are we talking, 36 years or so?
Mm.
Back to when Niall was 24. And let's put you in this case.
Yeah.
And say your mom at the time came to you and said, Niall, I want you to stop seeing that girl. I don't like her. What would you have said at 24?
Yeah, I understand. We're not very mature of the mind, are we, when we're that age?
What would your first reaction have been at 24 if your mother had come and said, Niall,
I understand.
I forbid you.
I understand. I get it, Billy. I understand you telling them not to do it is not going to work. In fact, it'll actually have the opposite effect. It'll drive a wedge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As I said, Niall, this young lad, if he's doing law, is probably looking at the big law firms. He's looking to get himself in to become a solicitor or barrister, and he's going to be into his 60 to 80 hour weeks very, very quickly. So, you know what? Leave him off, because you know and I know two kids are something that he has not signed up for here, and he is going to find himself very, very busy in the next couple of months, most likely.
But there's not just the two kids. I don't know if there's one or two fathers. So there's, he's getting into and a relationship with three people.
She doesn't know that, Niall, either. And you know what? This young lad probably doesn't know that either at this stage, how difficult that's going to be. But Niall, he's 24. He's going to gain some life experience from this. He's going to learn something from it.
Mm.
So let him off. Let him learn. Let him learn the hard way if he has to.
But your parents are always right. I met a girl when I was about 16. She lived in the estate and she was a bit older than me. And I think I only met her two or three times. And I told my dad about her. And he says, nope, I know her father, yada, yada, yada. She's not coming near this house, yada, yada, yada. And all this kind of thing. And I was the stupid kid. I was going, but I'm our boyfriend and all this kind of thing. But it only lasted like four dates, right? And then I realized he was actually right. She was a waster. But what I'm saying to you is, their parents are usually always right, aren't they?
But now we're all stupid kids at some stage. You have to learn, and usually you have to learn the hard way before you learn the lesson. If you want the best for your kids, you want the best for them. But Niall, if life was as easy as someone telling you everything to do, you know, none of us would make any mistakes because it'd all be made before us. You have to make your own mistakes to learn the lessons that you need to learn in life.
Mm.
You have to make your own mistakes, like, because, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you tell someone not to do something because it's dangerous or whatever, until they do it themselves, they're not going to know why.
Stay there just for a second. Let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, I get what Billy's saying. You know, if you object, it could make things worse. But I do understand the concern of this mother.
Yeah, I understand the concern of the mother. I would point it out gently, very gently. But I mean, I know two examples. I know one family where the boy went off with this girl in a very similar situation. They were together for about 2 years. They ended up, they weren't even talking to each other, the family. the son wasn't talking to the parents wasn't talking to the son. 2 years later, it's all gone and he's back with his family.
So he learned the hard way.
He learned the hard way. And I'll give you another example.
But that's 2 years of his life down the drain, isn't it?
Yeah. My father met an Australian hitchhiker when he was in his 30s, I think, and she was 26, just finished college.
Okay.
25, 26, just finished college. Him and my mother were kind of splitting up at the time anyway. So they got together and it was a big scandal because it was like, geez, it was 45 years or something ago now. You know, nobody really got divorced then.
It sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it? My father met an Australian hitchhiker, but go on.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But look, she was lovely, you know. My mom had problems at the time, so we ended up having to go with my dad and my stepmother in the end. And they got married about, I don't know, maybe 10 years after they got together. They brought us up and they are still happy. My dad's in his 80s now. And is he
still with the Australian hitchhiker?
Married.
Oh, yeah.
Married for years now. Mm. And they're traveling the world together.
Great.
Now that they're older. And so sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But her mother didn't talk to her for 3 months after she found out that her daughter, her lovely daughter who finished college and went to Ireland, went to Europe to go around Greece and Ireland and every sort of place with her friend, wasn't coming home because she met a man with 3 kids.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get you. Now, the one part I wouldn't agree with the mother, she says she has no qualifications. I get why she may be concerned about that. No plans to go back to study. Now, this is the part I don't agree. And her accent is a bit rough. That kind of smells of a bit of snobbery.
A bit snobbery. Mm. But I can understand the other concern because, you know, what I always said to my own daughter was kind of, are your goals aligned? Have you got the same desires in life? You know, so that
ambition.
Is very important.
Yeah, you need ambition.
But my ambition, absolutely.
Sorry, Billy.
This woman is making all these judgments and assumptions of meeting this person once. Am I right in saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's basing her whole opinion of this girl on one meeting. She doesn't know.
Well, she doesn't really need to know much more, does she?
She's just scared. She's scared.
She's scared that her son
is going to get stuck looking after financially and God knows what else. She's just scared, you know, and it's understandable. But you're right.
Hang on, one at a time.
Sorry, Sharon, finish what you're saying and let Billy respond. Well, go ahead.
What was I saying? Yeah,
she's scared, yeah, because she's not going to what? Yeah,
she doesn't want her son to end up, you know,
having a dependent or 3 dependents in this case, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So she's just scared, you know. But the accent thing, I think, that's not right.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Because that doesn't always go. You can get the snobbiest.
Yeah, so, I mean,
witches.
Billy, just before I go to the break, so she's kind of scared for Tarquin. I don't know if that's his name or not, by the way. I've just made it up.
All right, we go with Tarquin. Okay, so
Tarquin, and he's just met Bernie. All right, okay.
Bernie. Right, so look, Tarquin obviously Tarquin is obviously a motivated and somewhat intelligent young man.
Mm.
He's coming to the end of his law studies, okay?
Yeah.
He's obviously a bit smitten here, but one of two things will happen. It's either going to be love, Niall, or Tarquin will wake up one morning and realise, oh my God, I'm not really into this. I don't really like having 2 kids running around the place in the house on my weekends off. And as I said, he's probably looking for, you know, an apprenticeship in one of those firms down in the Keys. So Tarquin, you know, he's going to cop on if it's not the right thing.
Yeah, but Sharon, as Sharon rightly said, she knew somebody this kind of happened to, and he distanced himself from his family for 2 years and then eventually found out the hard way. You don't want to see your kid waste 2 years of their life.
But Niall, if Tarquin needs... Just laughing at myself, causing this young lad Tarquin. If he needs to make that mistake to learn the lesson, I'll let him make the flipping mistake.
Okay, well, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second because I have to take a break. So what do you think? Is the mother wrong to be planning Tarquin's life? By the way, I've given him the name Tarquin. That's not really his name. As they say in movies, by the way, names are a figment of people's imaginations. They're not real. Anyway, but is she right to be planning his life? Essentially, because she's scared. I'll tell you exactly what she said. A few weeks ago, he brought home the girl he's seeing. She's 26, has two kids from a previous relationship, and works part-time in a supermarket. She's friendly, but to be honest, she doesn't seem very driven. She's no qualifications, no plans to go back to study, and her accent is a bit rough, and she doesn't exactly fit in with our family. Now, the mother does say in the email, I know I sound like a bit of a snob, but I'm just concerned for my son. He's just finished studying law, and he's 24 years of age. So, realistically, are they suited? Probably not. I don't know if people from different classes, whether it works out in a relationship. You know, if somebody's upper class and somebody else is working class, does that work in a relationship? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. But the problem is, for some people, is it's a complicated situation because you're moving into a ready-made family of not just three people, the mother and the two kids. Those kids have fathers as well, or father, possibly, let's say, two. So there's five people already in the relationship. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping, numbers 087-188-0008. Do we have a right to interfere in our children's lives? You know, once they're over 18, obviously. Of course you have a right if they're under 18. But if they're over 18, do you have a right to interfere in their lives and tell them what they should and shouldn't do? Or is that really just advice you're giving them? Let me go to Billy. Stay there. Let me go to Michael. Michael, hi. How are you?
Yeah, hi, man. How are you getting on?
Good, good, Michael. Is the mother right to be kind of judging this girl?
No, I don't think so. And what kind of got my back up is I'd make the argument, you know, I'd kind of go out of my way to annoy my mum if I knew this kind of girl was, you know, upsetting my mother as well, too. Because you're at that kind of age, like, you know, where did they get off? Telling me who I should and shouldn't go out.
Michael, are you on a speakerphone? Because it's difficult to hear you.
I'm on Bluetooth, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're on the other side of the room. It sounds like you're on the other side of the room.
Yeah, probably does, yeah. No, yeah. Apologies, I'm on Bluetooth headphones. So my kind of, and again, the thing where their accent is working in a shop, like I used to work in shops, you know, growing up and stuff like that.
And then that's okay. By the way, there's nothing wrong with working in a shop.
Yeah,
But the way she looks at it is, my son studies law. He's going to be a solicitor. This girl doesn't have any ambition.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'd understand, say, if she was just, like, on the dole, not working kind of thing.
Well, she's part-time working. Yeah, she's part-time working because obviously she's a mother.
Yeah, she has a job and, you know, she's looking after her kids and stuff. And if the young fella likes her, you know, I'd say, you know, he has a problem with Tark when I was laughing at that place. But I'd say, you know, if he's happy, you know, she should be happy at the end of the day. Do you know the kind of way? So, it's like,
Not always the way. Your kids can be happy about something that isn't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like I'd be a bit stubborn now, kind of pulling mammy aside and say, well, at the end of the day, if you like her, you like her. You don't, you don't. You know, like I'd be going out with her regardless of what you and dad think. You know the kind of way?
And would you have, I mean, I don't know when you were younger or that age group, would you have listened to your parents when they gave you advice? Or would you just have gone,
not in my 20s, no, in my 30s.
I kind of did. I don't know, Billy, did you listen to your parents' advice? Did you take advice from your parents?
No. Had to do it the hard way, Niall, the whole time.
I did listen to them. Now, don't get me wrong.
You're a lick boiling.
I didn't always change what I was doing, but a lot of the time I knew they were right, but I still wanted to do, you know, what I was doing and make my own mistake. But there were times I knew they were right. I'm not going to go into it in too much detail. I can't. But
I guess I get what you're saying, Niall. And sometimes, yes, they most definitely are or were right.
Yeah.
And maybe there was times in your life where you were too stubborn or too prideful to admit that they were right. But as you said, you have to make your own mistakes.
Yeah, you kind of do to some degree.
You do, and that's how you learn. Those are the ones that stay with you.
But I like if this guy was a mate of mine, I would sit down and have a chat with him and say, "Listen, you want my honest opinion? I think it'll end up in tears.
Niall,
there's a strong chance it may not end up in tears, but I think it will.
Your buddy comes up to you and says, Niall, I'm after meeting a girl, getting on really well with her, and, you know, she has two kids, but I don't mind. You're going to say to your buddy, come here.
No, there's more to it than just the two kids. You know, I'm not focusing just on the two kids.
But Niall, if you're 24 and he's 24, there's not. Really, there's not. You're going to look at your buddy and go, look, man, I'm happy for you. Good for you.
Yeah. But she doesn't have a plan for life. It's not just about the two kids, is it?
To be fair, Niall, there's not a lot of 24-year-olds that probably do have a solid plan.
Stop with you with that. Most 24-year-olds know which direction they're going in. I'd like to think they do, otherwise they have a problem.
Niall, like, yes, they probably have an overarching scheme, Niall. But again, this woman who wrote in this email has met this person once. Mm. Is making assumptions based on her accent and the fact that she's working part-time in a supermarket. And as the gentleman who's just speaking there a minute ago said, this girl is working part-time in the supermarket. She also has two kids. So give her some credit. She is working part-time. She could be sitting around on the dole doing nothing and waiting for, you know, a free house from the government or something like that. She is working part-time. So give her some bloody credit.
No, I'm not taking that away for her.
I'm not saying to you, Niall. I'm saying to the mother who wrote.
No, look, I'm sure she's a perfect fit for somebody else. But here's the thing, Billy. So then here's the real question then. Does a relationship work with different classes of people? I'm asking the question. Do you think it works? Do you think it's a problem?
Are we getting into social mobility now?
But do you think it's a problem?
Niall, of course. No, Niall, I don't think it's a problem. I think relationships can work between different social classes. And I would like to think that in this country, in 2025, we have evolved to a stage where the estate or the area that someone was born in is not a precursor.
Oh, no, because if it was, I'd be doomed. I'd be doomed. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. No, I'm not suggesting about where. It doesn't matter where somebody's from or where they grew up or what council estate they lived in. That doesn't matter. But what does matter, Bailey, in this world is if somebody has no ambition, is not driven, has no plan for the future.
Again, Niall, the person who wrote this email into you is basing this on one conversation with this person and casting aspersions on the fact that she works part-time in a supermarket. As she talks to the girl about what her life goals and her aspirations are, maybe this girl wants to do the best for the two children that she has and raise them so one of them can go and do law and become a solicitor as well. Maybe Tarquin is going to be the role model that this child needs in its life. We don't know this. And, you know, I think putting this person down because of their accent and saying they're...
I disagree with the accent part. I'm obviously... And by the way, I think the mother herself disagrees with her own email because she does say, I don't want to come across as being a snob. I know it might sound wrong.
Unfortunately, she has come across as being quite a snob in my
opinion. Yeah, but hey, here's the thing. People have called me a snob in the past about certain things, not about everything. I mean, I am not a very judgmental person, generally speaking. Unless you put curtains in your window.
With your job, Niall, I don't think it would be too conducive to be very judgmental.
No, I'm only judgmental if people put neck curtains in their window. I'm joking.
Especially when they twitch them.
Yeah. But here's the thing. There's nothing... If somebody's a snob, and how you define that, it just means maybe they have standards.
Niall, would you stop?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Maureen, am I a snob?
Well, I wouldn't class you as a snob, no.
Thanks, Maureen.
You have high standards.
Thanks, Maureen. Anyway, Maureen, what would you say?
I had neck curtains, by the way.
I know you told me before you had neck curtains. I'm just going to pretend that you pretend you didn't tell me. My mother had neck curtains as well. She used to put them in a basin once a week of bleach and water. Anyway,
yeah.
Maureen, in relation to this particular young lad, Tarquin, as we've called him now, we've now given him a name. Yeah, Tarquin. It's a good name for somebody who's, you know, upper class, going to probably nice Blackrock College or something. I don't know. The mother's given out about this girl that he's met. She's got two kids, no plan for life, works part-time in a supermarket. Is she right to have concerns?
Well, she has met her, I presume.
Oh, she has, just once, yeah.
Just once.
That's how she got all this in. That's how she got all this information.
So the first impression, she didn't...
No, she didn't like
her. First impression of her wasn't good.
No, not good at all.
I'm taking.
No.
Right, well, you see, I think that she just went and decided that the first impression, she wasn't going to like her anyway, because dear Tarquin is going to be a solicitor. But at the same time, as another comment was made there, that girl is working, even though it's part-time. She's still working, like she's not sitting at home, like twiddling her thumbs and depending on this guy, the supporter. Right? And I think to a 24...
Well, now, to be fair, yes, she is working part-time, and I know it's difficult to juggle when you've got kids, because you have to be a mother as well, so part-time is probably the only option. But there is no way she is funding a house, two kids, on a part-time job in a supermarket. So the argument the mother would make in this, I'm just being the mother for the argument, the sake of the argument here, okay, is that if he hooks up with her, you know, she will be a dependent, and so will those kids.
Yes, that would be the case. But if she was working, she would still be contributing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at 24, see, some mothers are like that. They just can't. I think at 24, let him go. It's his life. He's an adult. Let him make the decision. If it works out, neither works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But if he really likes the girl and she likes him, they make it on very well. It may end up being something really good down the line. It's not the... You see, there's some mothers just can't drop this about, you know, sons, and sometimes with daughters as well. Sometimes it's fathers. They just don't want to see them growing up. They want them to pick somebody of their choosing, and life doesn't work that way. Because that's what I did with mine. They reached a certain age. They were adults. They went out there in the world. They made their mistakes. They knew they made mistakes. If they had a problem, they came back to me and they spoke about it. But you've got to let them go. You've got to let them out there in the world and find their own way. And stop mollycoddling them.
Hold on for a second. Bernie.
Hiya.
See you. Bye, Bernie. No, I'm joking. Bernie, unfortunately, I have to go to the news. Unless you want to talk for 4 seconds, that's not going to be very much. No. What we're going to do is we're going to ring you back straight after the news. We're going to keep this going. All right.
So,
Maureen, you're welcome to back on if you want to. Billy, you know, you're all welcome. They'll ring you back straight after the news. Bernie, I do apologize.
No, it's no problem. That's not a worry.
All right. We have to find out what's going on in the world in the news, you know, it's very important.
Yep.
All right. Listen, Billy, Maureen, Bernie, thank you. I'm going to get to talk to Bernie after the news. The number is 087-188-0008, and we'll continue talking to Maureen as well. But the question is, this mother who's written in the email, she's concerned about her son, Tarquin. We've just given him a name. We gave him the name, by the way. He's a college student, just finished college, 24 years of age, studying law. Has hooked up with a girl, 26. She's already got two kids. Mother met her the other day. He obviously brought her home to meet the parents. She said she's friendly, but she doesn't seem very driven. She has no qualifications, no plan to go back to study. Her accent is a bit rough, and she doesn't fit in with her family. And he's taken on a ready-made family. Is she right to advise the son to steer clear? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Getting back to Tarquin. I think that's important. Let's go to Bernie, who was waiting before the break. I do apologise, Bernie.
No, you're all right.
I'm all yours. I'm all yours now. Well, actually, you'll have to share me with Siobhan, because she's coming on in a second as well. She thinks that I'm all hers. So, you know. Anyway. Bernie, is there anything wrong with a mother giving this advice to the son?
I think that the son is 24 years of age. He's done college. He's met somebody he wants to hang out with, and she has children. And I think he's perfectly right to go. That's his life. That's what he wants to do.
It's a bit more than hanging out now, isn't it? You know what I mean? He could end up marrying this girl or something like that.
So what? If that's the life, if that's what he wants, and if she's the person for him, the mother can't have to stand back. He's not her little darling at 8 years of age going to school with his bag on his back.
Don't tell me you haven't cringed sometimes at decisions made by your kids. That's a bad decision.
But I have to realise that they're adults making the decisions. They're not 8 year olds. He's 24 and she's 26. There's only a 2 year gap. And,
there's a big difference in the two of them. She, she's got two kids. She's not, I'm only saying what the mother said. She's not planning to study, go back to college. She's no qualifications. She works part-time in a supermarket. And the mother sees this as a kind of class difference, I suppose, apart from anything else, maybe.
And this, Niall, this is ridiculous. Like, she's working part-time to rear her two children. She's probably in the height of it trying to get out. I don't know what kind of accommodation. She could be living with her parents. She could be in a flat. She could be in a whatever.
Yeah.
He's interested in her at the moment. He's enjoying her company. And he's finished college. And he's going to start out in his own career. And he's enjoying hanging out with her for this time. He could end up being married. But the mother has to stand back. What is the difference? The woman is doing her... From what I see, the girl is doing a great job. She's rearing her two kids and she's working part-time. What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. And yes, the mother's being a bit of a snob in the way she describes her. But you would have concerns. Sure, I mean, I'm not on my own here thinking that you would have concerns for your child. Because I don't know whether class is mixed, generally speaking. I'm not saying she's a bad girl. I'm sure she's lovely. You know what I mean? But maybe just not for him. And maybe him not for her.
It's not your decision to make.
No, I know that. But if it was my son, I'd probably have the same concerns she has. Well, not all of the same concerns, obviously. I don't want to be a complete snob about it.
I mean, as a parent, and you watch your child going out, those two, like, first of all, there's a father for those two children. He's not the father. There's somebody else's father there. There's another man there. But there's nothing to say that maybe that, he never had any interest in the children. We don't know. We don't know the situation.
He's jumping into a relationship, not just with a girl, with two kids and the father or fathers of the two children. So there could be five people in this relationship and he hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, but he's got to find that out, Niall. He's got his mother, putting her foot down and saying, oh, no, not for you. You're only going to send her. You're not giving the right message.
Stay there just a second. Let me just go to Siobhan. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Are you on your way back from Aldi?
I'm on my way from
trying
to sleep over.
You were having a sleepover?
No, I was having a walk in the park as well.
Oh, look at you with your walks in the park with your friends. Anyway. Siobhan, getting back to this story, you're kind of thinking maybe classes can mix?
I'm going to say no, right? Because of my own experience. But what I want to say, first of all, about this Parkwood fella, Cuthbert, really, should be what he's called. I think if this girl, because I've been this girl, and it breaks my heart to think, because I have three children, right? And my boyfriend doesn't have any children. And it would break my heart to think that his friends or somebody had said to him, what are you doing with your one? She's got three kids.
But Siobhan, it's different. I don't mean, this is going to sound like an insult, right?
Don't you say my age? No!
It's different at your age, okay? Because if you meet a girl or a woman in her 40s-ish and she's got three kids, I mean, it would be naive of you to think that she hasn't got kids in her 40s. She most likely has. We're talking about a young lad, 24 years of age.
He's a grown man, Niall. Really,
he's not a grown man. He's an immature young boy.
He is a grown man.
If he is allowed to make every other decision about his life, why is this one different? Why this one? It's annoying me a little bit. Why this one? This is a young woman that gets up every morning, gets two children out of school. She feeds them. She clothes them. She brings them places. She's raising them on her own. I think she's a great girl.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. I'm not suggesting she's not.
But why is she not? Because of their age. Why is she not? Because of the accent that she has. It makes absolutely no difference. No difference whatsoever. Because because I don't have a strong accent. I don't know the strong accent you mean, but I can kind of guess. But because I don't have that strong accent, I'd be no different from that girl. We're both getting up every day. And I can tell you what I've done in the last 10 years, raising my children on my own, and I mean on my own, because I don't have a mam down the road and... You know,
no, I know. I've talked to you so many times over the last 10 years. So I know what you've done.
What I've done and what thousands of parents like me have done, I'm not speaking myself up here, don't get me wrong. But what I've done over the last 10 years, I'll tell you what, if you end up with me, you are doing all right. That's what I'm going to say.
And I'm not going to disagree with that at all, Siobhan, because I know what you've been through in your life. But I say I know. I have an idea from talking to you.
If you try, I'm switching over to 98 FM and I'm heading straight down to them towers that you're in. I'm going to climb them before you act. But really, honestly, truthfully, you've got to let him make his own decision. He's old enough and intelligent enough to suss out if she's
But again, I'm going to say it's different. When you're okay, well, no, here's the thing, Bernie, right? When you're on second time round, right, okay, maybe you've been married, divorced, separated, whatever, had kids, yada, 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 and then you're dating again, right? Okay, whatever. Like Siobhan, that's second time round. Anybody who meets Siobhan or Siobhan meets, she might be meeting guys who will have kids already from a previous marriage or relationship because of the age that we're all at. That's to be expected. That's very different to a 24-year-old fresh out of college, but driven, studying law, and all of a sudden he meets a girl and he's got a little ready-made family. That's what his mother's concerned about.
It's not a ready-made family. I really don't like that. It's not a ready-made family. It's her family, and she's having a relationship with him. It's not a ready-made family. I really dislike that phrase.
Mm. I didn't use that phrase. She used it in the email. I'm just saying.
I think that guy is going to have to live up to the expectations that, well, I think the woman is doing an amazing job. I don't care. He could be anything. He could be director of whatever. He's going to have to meet her criteria. You know, she's the girl. For me, the girl impresses me more. I'm sorry. I don't care. He's a lawyer. He could be an asshole. I think that girl is doing a great job. She's doing her getting out on her own and doing her own thing for her children. I think that's much better than any old lawyer job that she could be, you know.
Any old lawyer job. Yeah. I mean, don't get me. There's nothing wrong with being a lawyer. That's a good job. This is a good career.
I think it's nothing wrong with being a mother either of two children. At 26 years of age, I think she is to be admired.
No, can I just point out, Siobhan, before you go off to 98 FM, right? I have to be honest with you. I think any man would be glad to have you. And I completely agree with you because you're a very driven woman. And I know many years ago when you were on this show telling me you had two jobs at one stage and yada, yada, yada. And I know how hard you work for your children. So any man that meets you is a very lucky man because you're a good catch. I'm not suggesting that for a minute. But it's very different when we're talking about young people and their whole lives ahead of them.
He is young, Niall, but you've got to let him make them decisions. But this is not about him making his decision. This is about, is she good enough because she's got two children, because she works in a supermarket. She's up every day. She's flying her flag. She's doing all right. Leave her alone. Who cares? Who cares what job she's got? Who cares what accent she's got? I couldn't, if I was to meet somebody, I won't because I'm absolutely smitten, but if I was to meet somebody, I wouldn't give two fucks what job they did, where they lived, what accent, what training.
Okay, well, here's a little bit of information, right? Delight, who are the people who do research, right? I don't remember the exact figures, but many years ago we talked about it. And when I say many years ago, in the last 3 or 4 years, and the research they did was they asked women when they met their partner, or their suitor, for the future. Did they care what occupation they had or what they did for a living? The majority of women, I think it was somewhere around 80%, said absolutely they did care. The majority of men didn't care. So for men, it wasn't really a huge concern. And that's because we still have those traditional roles in society where men believe they are the providers. So men didn't really care, but women did. So the vast majority of women out there, when they meet a guy, they do care if he's driven, they do care if he's ambitious, and they do care if he's got a good job.
No, I disagree with that.
I didn't agree.
But you do, Siobhan. Have you met a guy? Well, maybe not at this point in your life, but when you were younger. And, you know, I don't know what sort of job you had when you were younger. You know, what sort of occupation you had. Was it a good one? Was it just an ordinary kind of occupation? I don't know. But have you met a guy and he was just, it wasn't driven? What are you doing? Ah, I've been out of work for 6 months. All right, you plan to get a job? Ah, yeah, I'll get one soon, whatever. You wouldn't be interested.
If he's not working, then no, I'm probably not going to be interested.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, right? So it does matter.
That's different, because if he's not working, you know, and we want to go off traveling, we're not going to be able to do things, you know? If he's working, I don't care what that job is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we do... That is part of the package, part of the package. But do me a favour, stay there, Siobhan and Bernie.
She is working, though.
Well, she is working, I know. Brendan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you doing?
Good, Brendan. I'm losing a battle here. And by the way, the only reason I'm picking up this side of the battle is because nobody else is. That's what I do for a living. Go ahead, Brendan.
I have a confession to make first. I have neck curtains, okay?
Oh, you have neck curtains? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so oh. Just to... God's just sake. For context, yeah.
Siobhan, do you have neck curtains?
No.
All right. Bernie, you don't have neck curtains, do you?
No, I love neck curtains.
Okay. But Brandon, I'm sorry for you. You're lost.
Yeah, well, your mother had them, so I would say.
My mother had them, she did, yeah. And when the wind would blow during the summer, they'd be flying out through the window, you know, waggling out through the window.
That's the way you air them, Noah.
Oh, is it?
So, just in terms of the mother who emailed in, my thinking on that would be more about her, that this is more about her and how she's viewed within our community.
Mm.
That she can't be seen that her son is marrying this girl from, whether it be a class thing or whatever, or someone that she believes doesn't have goals.
Is beneath him. Goals. Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah. But the young lad, I mean, you know yourself, Noel, love has no boundaries. If he's fallen in love with a girl, no matter whether she's from the flat or the mansion or whatever she's from, it doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter, but it probably just does not matter. And if she had 15 kids, he might still feel the same.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So I think this is more about her and how she...
The mother and how her... character and how she's perceived in society.
Yeah, amongst other people's thinking and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, her mates might be saying, oh, well, how's the story? What's Tarquin doing? Well, he's hooked up with a guy with two kids, no job. Yeah, okay, you know, that doesn't feel good for her, yeah.
Yeah, so she could be coming from that place.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So is she being a snob, is what you're saying?
I don't know the woman, so I can't really call that, but it seems a little bit off, you know?
Mm.
Because she's, like, at 24, you said it earlier on when I was listening in, that, you know, at 24, you think you have stuff sorted, and you know where you're heading. You know? Although you did call him a bit of a muppet at that age as well.
Yeah.
But as you said, that, you know, people at that age, they have it together and they know what they're doing.
They say you're not fully mature till you're 26, by the way. That's what scientists believe.
I'm well over 26. I'm at your age. And I'm still not mature, let me tell you.
Yeah, we're always learning, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot in the last few months, to be honest with you.
Yeah, when we're not learning, we're dead.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you spend a month in hospital, you learn an awful lot about who are your priorities in life and who are the people you actually care about. Trust me.
Yeah, so what's this mother's priorities then? Now that you mentioned priorities, what are her priorities?
Hmm.
Is it about how she's viewed in the community or how she perceives him to be viewed by others?
Yeah. No, I understand.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of questions, you know?
Yeah, there is a lot of questions to answer here. But so if it was your son, Brendan.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you'd spent a lot of money putting him through college.
Yeah.
To be, you know, to study to be a solicitor or barrister. And he comes home and he brings Jacinta home. Tarquin brings her home, and although I don't think you're stupid enough to call your child Tarquin anyway, but anyway, he brings Jacinta home, and what advice would you give him? Would you just say follow your heart, go for it, man?
Yeah, exactly, you know. If she makes you happy, and if you're happy doing what you're doing, I would also talk to him that, you know, you are taking on a fairly big responsibility with two children there. And there is the fact that there could be two different fathers, or there could be just one father, and he could be a complete asshole that's going to be around for at least 18 years, depending on the age of the kids.
See, that's Siobhan, that's another factor. You're going into a relationship not with one person, but with two kids and possibly two fathers, possibly or one father, we don't know. You know, you're going into that relationship.
That's probably true.
What's your question? Well, my ex-husband did a runner, so we haven't seen him in 10 years. So
right,
but
he's a good runner.
He's a good runner. Yeah,
<He's good running. laughs> the only thing he was good at, we haven't seen him in a long time, but that was the best outcome for my children and I, because he wasn't a nice person. Now, I met him when I was 21. I married him when I was 24. He was from a well-to-do family, quite posh, spoke well, plum in the mouth, all that jazz. His sister was a teacher in a private school. My God, they must have cried when he met me. But I married him at 24, and he was an architect. So he was, you know, a little bit like Tarquin. So he was the biggest arsehole you could ever meet in your life. He was the worst.
Well, I mean, didn't you dodge the bullet? You dodged the bullet, so didn't you? Well, I mean, but look at you now, Siobhan. You've done really well.
Yeah. I have done really well, but I could have done without them 15 horrible, horrible years. And as well as that, he got away with murder, what he was doing to me, because people thought him, he'd never do that, because he was so well-spoken and he had his shiny fucking shoes and the whole lot. And he got away with murder because people had a perception of him because of the way that he spoke, the way that he dressed. He had a great job.
Yeah, I get you.
And he got away with absolute murder, let me tell you. So I think this young man, he's going to make up his own mind. I hope he does make up his own mind, not based on the fact that she's got two children or she works in a supermarket. Who cares? She's absolutely flying along. Fair play to her. I wish I could say that to her. Do you know that? I wish I could say that to her. Because I can tell you, that girl will have had so many knockbacks already that if she gets another one off this lad, it will be of no surprise to her.
All right, well, listen, I got to go to break. Thank you, Siobhan, and safe journey home, by the way, after your little walk in the park. Which are sleepovers. Thanks, Siobhan. Bernie and Brendan, stay there for a second. I'm going to come back to you just after the break. The number is 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Brendan, Bernie, stay there for a second. Let me go to my good friend Steve. Steve, hi, how are you? Well, he's not actually my good friend, but there you go.
I was just about to say it's a bit of an over-exaggeration there, good friend.
Yeah. Regular caller, Steve. Yeah, that'll do.
That's much better. Scanger and Leech.
Oh. See, dude, why did I know you were going to say that?
Okay, so look, here's the thing. You know as well as I do that when things are aired like this out in public, people will hear and they'll, oh, pshaw, that's a terrible thing to say. Which, behind closed doors, we make these snap judgments all the time, especially to our family. You know, they'll go, oh, did you see the state of your man, the big common head in them? Or, you know, ah, oh, it's a bleeding story. They talk like that. We will take the piss out of them, regardless of your class. We all do that. And that's what this mother is doing. She can recognise that there is a class distinction here. And she should recognise that. She should put her son first. If this young one is going out with a guy who's just, you know, starting his career, at the end of the day, she's only going to hold him back. She has two kids.
How is she going to hold him back?
She's two bleeding kids, Niall.
She's two kids. You've said that three times. How is that going to hold him back in his career?
Because I not hold him back in his career per se, but it will interfere with it. There will be times where it's, oh, can you mind the kids for this? Or we need to put the kids first on this. Or can you pay for the kids in school on this? Of course it's going to hold the guy back in his entire life, not just his career.
But at some point, if he met a girl, he's going to have, for some point, assuming kids anyway.
Wait for 10 years. If you want to go into a ready-made family, do it in your 30s. Don't do it so bloody young. It's a ridiculous thing to do. The vast majority of these relationships don't last. And the mother is well within her rights to do that for our child. And I can guarantee you that every damn hypocrite that's on the air tonight, Niall,
who is saying that Brendan and
all of them, they're all hypocrites, because I can guarantee you if Bernie's young one walked in with Tomo from down the road, just, oh, what's bleeding story, Bernie, yeah, I sell a bit of hash on the side, something like that.
Hold on a second. There's a big difference in selling a bit of hash on the side.
Okay, yeah, well, I over-exaggerated on that, but you know what I mean. He has the baseball.
Bernie, do you want to defend yourself here? Bernie, I'll come to you in a second, Brendan, but you're a hypocrite, Bernie.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Bernie, you know if he walked into your house wearing the Canada the Goose jacket, you know, and the cap on backwards, looking like a drug dealer, you'd be going, ah, here, love, you can do much better than him.
But that's really wrong, because... Okay, so I know exactly. I know from my own experience that it doesn't matter. And I
are you telling me you wouldn't judge? Are you telling me you wouldn't judge?
I wouldn't judge. No, I would definitely not judge. No.
Do you remember Dermo and Ivor? Was it Dermo and Ivor?
Yeah, he played the part of both, yeah.
Okay, so Dermo was the scumbag. I'm telling you, if Dermo walked into your bleeding house where your young'un was, maybe you won't say it to her. Maybe you won't. But in your head, you're judging like hell. You're going, hell no, he is not going
to. Bernie, I don't agree with everything Steve is saying. But we do judge people. Anybody who says they don't judge, I don't believe. I know I wouldn't use the word liar, but I don't believe sometimes.
I would.
I think we all do a little. We're all a little bit judgmental by times.
But this is different. This is a mother who's talking about her grown-up son, who is a qualified lawyer, who's got met a girl with two girls. She's not in a position to judge anything. That's right.
You do realize, yes, he is an adult, but he is a young adult with testosterone milling around his body. And maybe he's infatuated this woman because this woman comes with the privileges of sex. You know, let's just lay it on the line.
But hang on, just because she has kids doesn't mean she's having sex. Well, it does mean she's having sex. Most women over the age of 22 will have sex.
I'm really annoyed at you because I don't think that's right. You're not making a true reflection of what relationships are about.
Okay, Niall Boylan said on his podcast the other day that the number one search term in Pornhub, what was it, Niall?
MILF.
Yeah, so I'm not going to ask you.
No, don't.
What it means. So a lot of young lads these days like the older model, like the older chick, but it never ever lasts. This is just a kink for him.
I don't know if it's a kink. He says he likes her.
This is just a kink for him.
He's met somebody he wants to be. He's enjoying their company.
Can I ask you a question, Bernie? Let's change just for the purpose of the argument. Let's change her age. Okay, so she's got two kids and she's 33.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't.
Look, that's just you're just playing the part of being a really nice person. Bernie.
Well, she is a really nice person.
Steve. You know as well as I do, you judge Bernie. Of course you.
No, no, Stephen. You don't know my life. You don't know what I went through. You don't know how I got. You don't know who my husband was. You don't know what I had to go through to stand up for my husband, to be part of his life. Mm-hmm. You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
We all have tough times. I get that. I understand that. But regardless of your personal situation, we all make snap judgments. Every last one of us. It's part of human nature. And this woman is entitled to do that for the protection of her son. If she sees that it might be wrong, well then that's his mammy that's saying this. So listen to what his mammy is saying.
She can give her side of the. She can give her truth to her son. It's up to him. At the end of the day, it's his life.
Oh, well, absolutely, it's up to him.
And I'm telling you now, I can almost 95% guarantee you he is not doing this going, I'm going to settle down with this woman and have more kids, where even though she has kids, this is an infatuation with an older woman. And is she older now?
She's 2 years older.
Come on,
it's not that old. She's not that old. Oh, but hang on, Brendan, you're a hypocrite too, according to Steve.
Yeah, but according to Stephen, so that doesn't really say much.
Good answer.
No, Stephen, in your self-righteousness, trust me, I am. But, say that this young lad is this and it's that. You're not him, so you can't speak for him. None of us can. All we can go on is what's been...
You're correct, Brendan. None of us can. But you know...
No, let him finish. Let Brendan finish. Let Brendan finish.
Okay, go on. Sorry, Brendan.
All we can go on is what's in the email, okay? And it's real, real simple. Like, it's real simple, okay? We can broaden it out, but it is real simple. Like, it's a mother worried about her son getting involved with someone with two kids who was not from the same class or the same area or whatever.
I said all this.
And in that, in my opinion, in that, it's more about her, how she feels that she'll be viewed by her community, because Tarquin has to be right up there and marrying the supermodel from down the road.
Can I ask you a question, Ben? I'll ask the question I asked Bernie as well. Let's change the goalposts slightly. And forget about even the kids, right? But let's say he come home, you know, he met a new girl and he's bringing him home to meet the parents, and he walks in with, I'll bring the age up even higher, a 37-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Who was already married before and divorced.
I'd say you're lucky bastard. No, I'm only joking.
No, you wouldn't.
But like, come here, look, again, it's his choice.
Ah.
I would.
Brendan, are you not going to sit him down and say,
no,
son?
No, of course I am. Listen, if you allow me.
Son, do you know what you're doing?
Brendan, what age are you? What age are you, bud?
I'm 21 going on, nearly 9 years.
Okay, fantastic. So you have the benefit of hindsight in life where this young fella doesn't, which is equally as much what the woman has, the mother.
Yeah.
She's the benefit of hindsight. And you know and I know that when you're young, you make decisions using your other brain. A lot of the time.
No, not necessarily. No, you can't tell everyone the same.
I didn't say everybody. I said a lot of the times. True or false. I guarantee you.
I think you make decisions with that brain usually when you're a little bit younger, Steve, to be fair. 18, 19, yes, you're making decisions.
Are you kidding me? No, brain number two. Guys are still doing it. The guys still do it to this day. I mean, you two are all farts, and I bet you use it.
Steve, you. Singular. Yourself. You still do it.
Steve.
Of course I do.
Of course he does.
Right. That's good.
Yes. Yes, the blood can't be in both places at the same time.
Sorry, Bernie.
What age are you, Stephen? What age is Stephen?
Me, I'm 44.
Well, you've hindsight. Isn't it a great thing?
It is, yeah. And that's why I'm trying to say that this hindsight can be actually... Do you know what? Somebody once said to me, a smart man learns from their own mistakes. A wise man learns from other mistakes. Other people's mistakes.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's just somebody, a Pakistani told me that years ago.
Oh,
but no, and it wasn't the fella I was crossing swords with in the shed, Niall, before you even open your mouth about that. I can tell what's in your brain.
I'm just saying, it sounds like something you just made up. I don't even think that's it. If I Googled that, that's not a quotation from a famous person.
That's
an old one.
Thank you.
Is it?
Thank
I've never you. Heard it before, Brad. It sounds like something Steve just made up.
No, it's not. Somebody did say it to me before, which is absolutely true. We tend to not learn by our own mistakes. By other people's mistakes. We tend to learn by our own. We have to put our hand on the fire to figure out it's hot. You know, we have to run off with the blonde chick down the road to figure out that, you know, it's all going to go tits up at the end of the day.
I had the pun.
No, that's not fair on blondes.
Fairness is not fair on blondes.
But you get my point.
And the whole chick thing as well.
Yeah, true.
You get my point.
Yeah.
My point still remains the same. But this
Bernie, just very quickly, because I have to wrap this up in a second. But Bernie, I know you're not a judgy person, and I'm well aware of that because I know you personally. And I have to say, I think you're a beautiful person, right? But, and there is a but here, you're human and you care about your children. So surely, if one of your kids go back a little bit in time when they were 19 or 20, came home with somebody you really just didn't approve of, you know, you'd have to say something, Bernie, wouldn't you?
I would just ask them, are they happy and they okay? My kids have called them home with people and they're not with them now, but they learned it themselves. I didn't tell them.
Okay.
Bernie, here's an extreme. I'm going to take it to the wild extreme before Niall.
Ah, James, you're going to go wild. You know, if you're going to go stupid,
the wild
don't go
extreme.
Stupid. Yeah.
Your lovely young girl, 19 years of age, comes home with a 65-year-old man. What are you going to do then?
Ah, would you stop?
Wait. No, wait. What are you going to do, Bernie?
Oh, she's amazing.
I don't know how to answer that one.
No, you don't, Bernie. You don't have to answer that one. That's a stupid
example. You can't say.
No. Hold on for a second, Bernie. I'm sorry, don't even, that doesn't warrant an answer.
Grow up, Niall.
Of course, any parent in the world is going to say, what are you doing with a 65-year-old man?
I'm trying to prove a point. I'm trying to prove a point.
What do you prove it?
The point is that you said you're not judgmental. You would instantly judge that if your daughter came home with a 65-year-old.
I think the 65-year-old was a pedo if he was looking for 19-year-olds, but whatever.
But Niall, my point remains the same. She would make the judgment, the snap judgment, yes or no?
Of course she would.
I would be concerned as a parent. Of course I would.
Yeah, that's different. That's a different kettle of fish. It's a complete extreme.
I'm concerned as a parent of a 19-year-old daughter who's come home with a 65-year-old man. By the way, I am that age now, and I understand. I mean,
fantastic.
That person is just a completely different life.
Yeah,
I've only got 10 seconds to say what I have to say. You would obviously take care of your child and be concerned for your child.
Absolutely.
Equally. Like, this woman is concerned for her child, but for different reasons.
Okay, can I ask you one question, Steve, just before you go?
Go on.
It's a really important question.
Oh, go on, you
and it might be a little bit personal, right?
Go on.
I mean, it might be very personal.
Oh, go on. Well, no, I don't have it in my hand. What?
No.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. I was going to ask you, do you have neck curtains?
Neck curtains?
Yeah.
No, I have blinds, wooden Venetian-y type blinds. I have taste now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's not just neck curtains, by the way, that bother me. It's, do you know people who put like lions' heads on their pillars?
What?
You know,
Niall, you know what? You were asking people, am I a snob? Am I a snob? You just want people to say yes because you like to be known as a snob. Yes, you are a snob, but you know what a snob actually means? That you look down on others.
Snob doesn't mean that you have standards.
It means you look down on others. Look up the dictionary definition.
Yeah, I don't look down. I don't want to be known as a snob. I don't look down on others. I'd never do that.
No, you don't. You treat people as equal.
Of course I do. Bernie, in fairness, if you did get, you know, lions' heads on your pillars and you had neck curtains, I might think differently. Hey, Brendan, do you have the lions' heads on your pillars?
No.
To match your neck curtains?
Listen, I definitely have neck curtains and I always will have. It's better than blinds that you have to dust individually.
Yeah, that's true.
Constantly dust them.
Ooh.
Okay.
By the way, Brendan, would you sit out on the summer's day in the front garden on a chair drinking a can of beer?
With coconut oil all over you.
In the front garden. I'm asking you, Brendan, would you sit out in the front garden on a chair drinking a can of beer in the summer?
No.
That's all. No, then you're okay. You're in your grand.
No, that's
in fact, I would, and I don't drink alcohol.
So no, neither do I. Neither do I. This is Steve, Brendan, Bernie. It's been a bit of fun apart from anything else. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to Siobhan. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the conversation. I don't know where it was going, to be honest with you. It always goes a bit weird when Steve comes on.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.